Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Israeli forces say they've rescued two hostages in Gaza's southern city of Rafah in an overnight raid that left at least 67 Palestinians dead, including women and children, according to Gaza health officials. Israel says both men held hostage aged 60 and 70 were kidnapped in the cross-border Hamas attack in October that triggered the war. More than 100 other hostages are believed to still be held. Dozens of Israeli airstrikes hit Rafah overnight, where more than a million Palestinians have fled. Concern is growing over a potential ground offensive in Rafah. The White House says President Biden told Israel's prime minister yesterday that if they move ahead, Israel must have a credible plan to protect civilians. Gaza is expected to come up as King Abdullah of Jordan visits the White House today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Jordan is a close U.S. ally in the Middle East with a diplomatic relationship that goes back 75 years. President Biden was actually supposed to visit Jordan for a meeting with Arab leaders in the immediate aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attacks. But the stop was scrapped at the last minute due to an explosion at a hospital in Gaza that prompted 3 days of mourning. Now, 4 months into the conflict in Gaza, the White House says Biden and King Abdullah will discuss what a post-conflict Gaza might look like and how to get there, including finding a way to give the Palestinian people a voice and a vote in that process. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Senators advanced a $95 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, setting it up for a final vote this week and overcoming growing Republican resistance, including by former President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell issued a stark warning about the risks for the U.S. of abandoning longtime allies. European allies are expressing outrage over Trump's statement this weekend that if he is president again, he'd allow Russia to attack countries that have not met NATO defense spending targets. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports that Trump's comments provoked an unusually sharp rejection from NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg usually refrains from commenting on domestic political campaigns in the alliance's member countries. But Trump's remarks, saying the U.S. under his leadership would not support allies and would even encourage Russian attacks, compelled Stoltenberg to insist, quote, any attack on NATO will be met with a united and forceful response. Former NATO official Edward Hunter Christie says Trump's comments have created what he calls a major emotional shock in Europe.
People see the war in Ukraine. Cities turn to rubble, air raids every night, war crimes, massacres of civilians. That is what Russia doing whatever it wants means.
Stoltenberg's statement says he expects the U.S. commitment to NATO to remain steadfast. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
It's NPR. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has transferred the functions and duties of his office to a deputy. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports Austin was admitted yesterday to a critical care unit in the Washington area for symptoms related to a bladder issue.
The Pentagon says Austin was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center Sunday afternoon and that the White House, Congress, and the Deputy Defense Secretary had been notified. The announcement comes weeks after Austin was hospitalized in December for prostate cancer treatment, but didn't tell his deputy, President Biden, or the public that he was in the hospital. Austin went back to the hospital on January 1st with complications from the procedure and was transferred to the ICU. Austin later apologized for concealing the cancer diagnosis and treatment, saying he, quote, did not handle this right. A Pentagon spokesman said Sunday that Austin had transferred the functions and duties of his office to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
A community outside of Houston is grappling with a church shooting. A woman armed with a long gun opened fire yesterday at Lakewood Church, wounding two. She was killed by off-duty officers, police say, and she was accompanied by a five-year-old child who was left critically wounded. Joel Osteen is the celebrity pastor at the megachurch. Congregant Cherise Annette Jackson was there and was forced to take cover.
I want to know what Joel Osteen, pastor, wants us to do from here, right? And how do we move forward?
Lakewood Church draws in some 45,000 people each week. No motive has been given in the attack. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.